The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.
This is Love Letters to Maggie.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
Now, there's something about Maggie. That twinkle in her eye, the smile, the giggle, I don't know. But the male members of the Playhouse family like to really shower her with words of affection.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a love letter to Maggie, certainly you can email it to us at y94.com, and then perhaps we can share it here on the show. Maggie, your first love letter today comes from Jeremy.
Okay.
He says, Maggie, I sometimes fantasize that you and I are Star Wars characters traveling the universe and crazy in love. I'm not saying I want a Leia, but I don't want to be just in my Han tonight. You know, solo. And what I like there is the wordplay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
I've seen the movies, but I wouldn't call myself a fan.
Jeremy's tactic there might not be great.
Not so much.
Mike says, Maggie is the prettiest person in Fargo media. She's even prettier than that Hutch Johnson woman.
I don't know how to take that.
I don't know. I'm not sure you're the one that should be bothered by that comment. Devin says, sometimes I wonder if Maggie would be interested in a guy like me. Then I realize I don't care as long as she's willing to settle and fake it for the next couple of decades. So there's that.
There's that.
Ashley says, I think Maggie should consider a career in modeling. She's so adorable.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a nice one.
That is a nice one.
I'm not sure adorable is really what they're looking for. Is that a compliment?
You know, when you're 12, maybe, but, you know, you hit a point in your life and it's like, okay, adorable can stop.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's like a size issue. Is it a height issue?
Yeah, that's it.
Tyler, this one's kind of sad. Tyler says, dear Maggie, I play chess alone. Online. Please play with me sometime.
It is sad.
No. This one I like just because it's from a guy named Lester.
Lester.
I don't meet enough people named Lester. I've said this. Rat, do I not say this all the time?
You do.
I wish I had more friends named Lester. Lester says, Maggie, sometimes I listen to the podcast when I'm lonely. And I imagine you in my bedroom doing a show just for me.
Oh, God.
Maybe sometime you could come over, light some candles, and tell me some celebrity gossip. Perhaps give some relationship advice, and we'll see where it goes. Now, Rat, I'm actually going to need your help for this last one.
Oh, dear God.
And I'll run over and see what I can do as well. Ben says, in our final love letter to Maggie this week, can one of you guys, or both of you, tell me what Maggie smells like?
What?
I have some predictions, but take a good whiff and describe it to me in detail so my fantasies can be complete.
Oh, my God. So, Rat,
I'll meet you over there.
Don't do it!
Rat, if you could just go ahead
and pin her.
Maggie a good whiff.
Between
are you going to run around the studio? So now we currently have Maggie running away from Rat at the studio. Can you just grab her and give her a good sniff? I can't believe you're having to chase around the studio. Just take a sniff, a little sniff. It's a little whiff. So we can describe to Ben what you smell like. Now, how would you describe that?
Get away from me.
One sniff.
Oh, God, get it over with.
Oh, that was a tender little sniff.
There's a hint of
uncomfortable.
I almost want to say like baby powder.
Shut up.
But like in a lotion type of sense. Maybe some lavender, if you will.
It's pomegranate. Thank you very much.
Oh, not even close.
I thought it smelled like peaches and apricots. Peaches and apricots, pomegranate,
and
lavender.
Can we never sniff me again, please?
This has been Love Letters to Maggie.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
Capital Cities in a couple of minutes, the loser line, and
no more sniffing of Maggie. You guys are so creepy.
More scratch and sniff radio later on today.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You're sleeping together?
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
I mean, it's been a will they or won't they since they met.
Y94.